Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions. Madam Motherfucker, my name is Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, Black Trey, John Gervais, Jason Madison. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about the Netflix movie, They Clone Tyrone. Is it hot fire or is it something that we done seen before? We're going to talk about that. We'll break it down, give you guys some history. Also, what kind of music do you like? I like a specific kind of music. You'll be surprised to find out what kind when you hear me talk about it. And back by popular demand, you know it, you love it, you request it all the time. It's more hairline talk on Bomb. You know how we do things around here. Plus, are aliens real? Hey, Y'all just listen to a white man talk to Congress. Some of there's aliens out here and just believe everything. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you sign up. You get this podcast in its entirety right up front. You don't have to wait for it broken up. You get Cinephobe with zero commercial breaks in there. I know people complain about how many commercials we got. Look, we gotta keep the lights on. So if you don't want to listen to commercials, you can become a Patreon and listen to that. You also get the extra episodes, the premium episodes from the last couple of years. You get the rewatching things. If you're listening to this on Monday, then tonight on Monday, we've got a rewatching for Anaconda. That's me, Zach Harper, and Anthony Mays. Make sure you get all that to Discord. There's so much more. Patreon.com/countthedings. Let's get this show started talking about the Errol Spence Bud Crawford fight or lack thereof. No, I thought we were talking about Errol Spence and Bud Crawford, man.
Rewind.
I got
hell of a fight.
Yeah.
What was it?
I liked it. It was a good ass fight.
Well, let me ask you guys something, because going in, it felt like a very 50-50 fight.
Yeah, and it was exited,
I didn't hear.
Go ahead.
It was up.
No, I was going to say it came in even. It was supposed to be the best fight of the decade.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think anyone, some people said Spence was going to win, some people said Crawford going to win. I didn't hear anyone say, oh, he's going to get his ass beat. Like, no Not one had that expectation. And that's what happened. I'm not Max Kellerman. I'm not Larry Merchant. I'm not Roy Jones Jr. Can someone explain to me what the hell happened?
I think...
got his ass beat.
No, I think that it's definitely a mentality. Well, obviously the counterpunching, on the technical side of it, Spence was walking him down and Bud was just countering everything that he had. And so he just got wore out by the counters. Like everything that he came with, jab, the hook, whatever.
Oh, that jab was killing him. Ooh.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the counters that Bud had for him, Spence, it was nothing you could do. When you could just counter everything your opponent has, it's kind of like it's going to put you in the trick bag. And the other side of it, I think, is really because, you could look at his face and see, Bud Crawford is a mean nigga. That nigga is not playing with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Spence is kind of he's like the nigga that you say he's nice. And also, he looks like a nicer, guy. He's, smiling the whole time, even when he's getting his ass beat. Bud Crawford was not smiling. He was in there nigga, I'm here to whoop your ass.
Listen, first of all, I should have known better. You're not beating a nigga with six kids. That nigga got shit to lose. That nigga got six kids, bro. He came in this motherfucker with that motherfucker 1970 fro. He didn't give no fuck.
He went Jay-Z on the album mode. He ain't get no haircut.
Bro, this nigga was so sick. But the thing was, the nigga. I mean, I tapped out from boxing many moons ago. So, this is the one that got me up out of retirement to actually check it out, right? And only reason why I knew about Bud Crawford was because a joint from Phoenix was from Nebraska. And she was like, yo, Bud Crawford, this and that. And this was 2015. So
you're shut up, bitch.
who the fuck is that,
everybody
right?
Everybody trying to hear about that nigga, dog.
So fast forward. He's now competing for, he's going up out his weight class and to compete for something, right? And Errol Spence is obviously respectable. He's undefeated as well. But this nigga used to be a wrestler, for one. Secondly, this nigga uses the same style as his opponents. I did not know this nigga was right-handed. He fought left-handed last night, nigga.
Oh, so just on some awesome crazy on some switch crazy hitter shit?
Right. But also,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, also, this nigga is so crazy, bro. He got shot. Do you know he got shot in the head and drove himself to the hospital?
I didn't know that.
No.
Yes. Yeah. So, a nigga
I love the Bud stories.
Drove himself
resurfacing. It's amazing.
Drove himself is next level though.
Yeah, next level. Yeah,
that's some Tubi shit. I don't know, but. I will say, that nigga was just standing still. He ain't get moved. And every time when a nigga actually fighting the opposite, your offhand not gonna be as strong. That nigga right hand was perfect. Every time Errol Spence thought he was gonna get hit with a light one, bam! I'm like, oh shit. So I'm in there and I'm rooting for Spence, by the way. So I'm in this bar in Bushwick and niggas is in, it's a hood niggas in a white bar, bro. This is the funniest shit. Niggas done took over for the fight. They got the $20 cover fee. I ain't gonna give up the spot because I need the next time.
Yeah, you need to preserve. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the tank fighting shit. But you could tell who was rolling with who. And I'm the only nigga rooting for Spence in this motherfucker. Damn. So niggas is like, yeah, nigga, he whooping your boy ass. I'm like, nigga, I just got back to Boston. I mean, boxing today. I don't know shit about boxing like that, bro. I'm like, and then I'm texting my young homie.
Hey, Trey, that's why when I be in like situations like that, I just be cheering for everybody.
You just have to.
You just have to.
You just got to go into it blind. And I'm glad I didn't bet or anything like that. But I was texting my young homie. He's about 26. He said, this is supposed to be the best fight of my life. That's what it was packaged up to be. I said, damn, I got something to tell you, bro. I live to see Mike Tyson fight. I'm robbed. I cannot look at boxing the same when I seen a nigga beat niggas ass under a minute constantly. So my expectations are so ruined. And then also you get the next pound for pound greatest fighter who's a defensive fighter in Floyd, which his fights were deemed boring. And now you get this nigga who's the best fighter in the world.
The second half of his career, because Floyd used to knock motherfuckers.
He was knocking shit out.
He just started breaking his hand, and then it was just a wrap.
Let me ask y'all this. What do y'all constitute as a good fight?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Last night was a good fight.
That was a good fight. You can knock niggas down.
But I'm saying, like, what do you, like, if a nigga get his ass beat and over a long period of time is a good fight, if Mike Tyson knock a nigga out in a minute, is it a good fight? Like,
I mean, I think a good fight is 12 rounds and decision. But the decision can't be looking. That's what I'm saying. I want a couple shits where he knocked him down a couple times. He knocked him down a couple times. They lasted the entire fight and the judge got it right. That's impossible, though, because they don't – boxing is so weird where you'd be like, oh, nigga, they about to set us up for the part two.
Fuck that judge shit. Don't ever – listen, you can't – if you're going to have, like, your perfect – not your perfect fight, but, like, how you want it, you'll never want it to go to the cards, like, ever. That's ever.
Never.
Because whenever the cards get involved, that's just when you know what it is, right? Like, as long as there's action, naturally – well, nowadays, since, you know, I'm doing what I do, you know what I mean? I don't mind if Silver in the first round.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm not paying.
What are you doing? What you doing? Well,
I'm not paying, I might find ways to watch it for the free. You know what I mean? Okay. Or know people to do those type things, you know?
Right.
Come on. We've had this conversation. Gentlemen, don't do this to me. You know what I mean? But, you know, so I don't care if it's over in the first round.
Right.
Right,
I don't consider that a good fight though. If a nigga gets knocked out in the first round, I don't say that.
What if you just saw two dude? If you just, you got it. Go ahead of me. You got it.
Oh, go ahead of me. Now I would just say, like, I think a good fight is when both fighters are aggressive. Like, I think I get why Floyd did what he did, and there's a technical mastery there, and you know, there's a science there. Also, it's kind of boring. It is boring to watch someone avoid getting hit and the other person be too afraid to hit because they know once they try to hit you, you're going to knock the hell out of them. So it's this weird thing where it's like, well, you go hit me first. Well, all right, go you hit me first. And that's boring to me. Similarly, nobody wants to watch like this whole buildup and they come out to the song and the thing and then this ring and then that corner of the ring and da-da-da and guys are right, touch gloves, da-da-da, ding-ding, and then pop, and then that's it. You know, like the whole, like, I love Mike Tyson fights, but man, that was a very serious trying era for boxing where it's like the main bet of the night was what's going to last longer, the fight or the national anthem. Like, that's not good for boxing either. I think when you get two guys aggressively going at it and doing that over the span of a few rounds, give me like four rounds at least. And then absolutely somebody got to knock somebody out because if it go to the cards, they will go to the shenanigans there. But then again, maybe the shenanigans is part of a good fight, right? Maybe that's what people want. Like, so we can argue about it and say da 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 and get ready for the next one.
I don't know. I don't like the shenanigans, but I feel you on everything else. So.
Not the shenanigans.
Yeah, I feel you on everything else. I think this was a good fight, but it was close to not being a good fight because even though Spence was aggressive, he didn't really phase Bud at all. So, like, I remember watching the fight in the sixth or seventh round, and I'm like, Spence is probably in there thinking, it's no way I'm fighting this nigga for a rematch,
bro. He found that out in the second round when he tried to hit him with that wild hook.
Yeah,
he caught Bud, but nothing happened.
Right.
And then Bud literally became flat-footed from damn near the third round on because he was just like, yo, there's nothing he can do to me.
Right.
What's up, Juju? You on mute.
I ain't saying shit. No.
Makes sense.
Did you watch that one spin up? That boy Spence got his ass cleaned up, fuck the saying. That boy came out, he thought that shit was a joke, but then came out there with the truth on his chest. Boy, you false as hell, got truth on your drawers. Goddamn, he had an afro, boy, what the fuck was that? You got a goddamn twist, what did he, kinky twist, get the fuck out of here. This shit looked just like Martin when he got beat by Hitman Tommy Hearns. I heard Sugar call you to get Hitman. Got Martin beat just like that. You feel me? Salute to everybody involved, though. I fuck with Earl Spence.
Nah, you can't. Hey man, that's one profession. Spence. One profession you can't pull that with, Juju. I salute to you, though. I respect you, like nigga. What?
Man, I don't give a fuck. You gonna see, hey, you talking about? Don't you gonna, give me no goddamn money anyway. No nigga don't pay me.
Hey,
they don't pay me. Juju, no propaganda.
Who was it that you said got knocked into the multiverse? He got punched.
Somebody in the damn
Who are we talking
boat.
About? Somebody he said they hit the nigga so hard he knocked him into the multiverse.
Hey, but that shit was crazy though too, because both of these niggas was undefeated. That was the one thing, like, why everybody thought the fight was gonna be so good. Earl Spence was 28-0. To take your first L professionally like that, that
nigga had never been knocked down.
That's man, gotta be hard.
Chris
bro.
Breezy was on the front row. You got Chris Breezy on the front row getting like that, bro. That's fucked up, bro. I seen Andre 3000 in the crowd, bro. Andre 3000 still had to get clinked up like that, man. Come on, bro. I called him for the rematch instantly. Just, rematch. I don't give a fuck if I want it or not. I'm saying that shit, bro. Fuck that shit, bro.
Yo, he does not want a rematch. Let's keep it.
I know
all
he
don't.
You gotta act like he do though.
That's bro, that boy. Bag has to be that bag has to be crazy for him to be like, all right. I'm gonna get back in that ring with that motherfucker and stand there toe to toe with him. No, sir.
Yeah, I don't even know who to fight.
He go like, bro, I ate some bad goddamn chicken noodle soup for the fight, man. I ain't even mentioned my finger was broke for the fight. I didn't even want to put that out there. I didn't want to be that. You feel me? But shit, I really had a broke back for real. Whole fight.
Hey, yo.
Come on, man. Spinal.
good save because niggas was about to lose it. But yeah, man, I got my faith in one last fight, bro. One last fight, we gonna see, man. I don't think is boxing dead.
No, nah, that was a dope fight. Nah, that was a dope fight.
That was a great fight. I think Bud could fight Canelo.
You know Canelo's about to fight the Charlo brother real soon. That's going to be a good fight. Canelo's going to, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not going to be that good of a fight, but it's going to be, you know.
You just said it was a good fight, nigga.
I mean, it's going to be a good fight because I enjoy watching Canelo Alvarez fight. I think he, with all due respect to Bud, with all due respect, I think, like, Canelo's in his own universe, and then it's like, then they start
so Bud not the
pound.
Best fighter in the world?
Canelo's the best fighter on planet Earth, bro. Like, it's from pound for pound. Canelo's the best fighter.
I'm rolling with this black man.
With all due respect, I say this with all due respect, brother. You got to get off Canelo's, you know what, brother. You feel me? Wow. Yo. I seen that boy get beat last year by a random ass nigga. Who that?
By a heavyweight. He went up to fight in the
That's his fault. That's his fault. Don't bring your ass over here then and get mad. I got knocked your ass out.
So, but the point is, it's pound for pound, right? Meaning anyone that he's supposed to fight.
Yo, pause. Pound for pound is crazy.
Wow.
Pound for pound is fucking crazy, John Gervais. I'm gonna tell you that now.
All right, man, that's gonna do it for this edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amino Hassan. That's Jason Madison. That's John Gervais. That's Black Trey, aka Black Jesus. And of course, Juju Gotti. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings is where you get all that extra content. Make sure you are tapped in. For everybody, I'm gonna let you know, you gotta stay black, motherfucker. Watch out for that Walmart octopus.
Oh,
that rollback octopus.